from our New York studios up in Harlem. It's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom Joyner. Good morning, Sybil and Roy. Listen, happy Friday, everybody. Listen, we are well into the holiday season, right? That means lots of parties and gatherings that will put us dangerously close to lots of calorie-packed food and beverages. But you don't have to go into 2017 20 pounds heavier due to holiday indulgence. I'm going inside her story with health and fitness expert Coach Jazz with tips for all of us. Good morning, Jazz.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. A lot of folks are excited that you're going to help us out.
Yeah.
You say, first off, get your day started. Before you get out the door, have a morning routine workout. Why should we do that?
Because a lot of times, if something's going to happen during your day, you know, meetings, work, life, things can easily get in the way. So especially during the holiday season, I would definitely suggest trying to get your morning workouts in. If you can't get out, then it's fine to do something at home. You can do a 20-minute high-intensity workout right in your house, get your day going, you know, great fat and calorie burner, and then keep it moving.
Okay. I like that. Does that mean, what, Tom? We can do it. Come on. And Jazz has great tips that you don't even have to, you know, go to the gym. There are things that you can have at home, like, and you can march in place and do things like that, right, Jazz? It's easy
Absolutely.
To do a morning workout.
Jumping jack in place, yes.
Does that mean, does that mean we can eat more if we get that workout in during the day or at that party?
No.
We can eat more?
No, because the important
thing
is.
Then why do it?
No.
Right, Roy?
You want to get that metabolism going. It means that you can indulge, but it doesn't mean you can overindulge. And that's a big mistake that so many people make. They think, well, I worked out today. I burnt 600 calories, but then they go and they intake 3,000.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's
it can
good,
happen
man.
Very easily. Wait, now, this, another misconception I think people have is that if you skip breakfast, there are the dogs, I love it, that if we skip breakfast or dinner, we can eat more at that holiday party.
No, it's so important. You can't miss any meals. So
that might also be a problem, not missing meals.
Why? I mean, if you're just, a lot of people think it's just about the calories, but what's the importance, Jazz, about eating throughout the day?
Well, the whole thing is you want to keep your metabolism going. So what happens also is that if I miss breakfast, then I'm probably going to overeat at lunch. You know what I mean? So
right.
The idea is to have these small meals. So you'll start your day with like a protein-rich breakfast, you know, so you could have like a protein shake. You can have eggs, you know, so definitely a protein-rich breakfast. Then you have like a yogurt for your snack. Then lunch, you can have salad with a little grilled chicken or fish or, you know, whatever it is that you like. Then you can have like a mid-afternoon snack. And then you have, if you're going to a party, you have a nice little snack again about, you know, half an hour, an hour before you leave that's about 200 calories. It's a combination of carbs and protein so that when you get to your event, you're not ravenous.
Right, so eat before you go.
Exactly, because a lot of people think I'm not going to eat, and then I'm going to go, and then you can eat everything, and it doesn't work that way.
What's a 200-calorie snack that will fill up before you go to a Christmas party?
An apple and some raw nuts?
Yeah, well, you know what? You can do something like, you can do like a yogurt and add like nuts to it. Mm-hmm. You can do like a little peanut butter or a little almond butter sandwich, like, you know, half. You know, that kind of stuff, like some string cheese or something, but something that's definitely going to have protein, but then also have a little carb with you. So the idea is that you're not going into the event starving.
How's it sound to you, Roy Wood Jr.?
Roy wants something that has a question about hot wings.
You're a big fella.
How many calories is in a hot wing? Like, if I wanted a hot wing as a snack.
Here you go.
No.
Like instead of string cheese, blue cheese. Like, what
would
you
No.
What about alcohol? You know, for those of us that like a little cocktail, how do we handle that during the holiday season? I mean, is red wine better than champagne, better than mixed, you know, drinks?
So you would probably be better off going with wine because mixed drinks have a lot of sugar. So, you know, we
love our wine. Wine has a lot of sugar.
Not as much as mixed drinks, though.
It's you know, all alcohol has sugar, obviously. But, you know, if you have, when you really talk about like 6 ounces of wine, when they talk about like has like 200 calories, you're talking about, it's a small amount. It's not the glass that you pour at night at home. Okay. It's not that big glass. It's like, you know, 6 ounces. It's not a lot. But again, you know, the idea is if you're going to these holiday functions, you're socializing, you're chatting it up, maybe there's a little dancing, you know, you definitely want to be a little more active. It'll keep you away from possibly overindulging too much. But definitely with your cocktails, it would just pace yourself. You know, if you're going to an event, pace yourself. Really look at what that 6 ounces of wine may look like. If you want to have a mixed drink, have a mixed drink, but just don't drink it all within the first 3 seconds of you having it, you know.
Don't
make
take it
last
to the head
for a little bit. Yeah.
So dancing is a good idea, you say. I mean, that's what...
Absolutely.
A good way to burn some calories, right?
Good way to burn some calories. It keeps you moving. It keeps you engaged, right? It's definitely a positive thing. Dancing, like I just said, socializing, chatting it up with people, because this is a social time. It's the holidays. You want to chat with people. You want to dance. You want to have a great time. You want to focus on the positive of the mingling and not the negative of, oh, I'm going to a holiday party and I can eat and drink all I want, you know?
Right. Right.
Just, you know, look at it for that, for the positive, the fun part, the socializing. Don't focus so much on all the treats and all that other stuff.
Can Christmas Day be a cheat day? Can't you just, if you
it
do
is
all
Sunday,
this,
the Lord would want that.
Can't Christmas Day just, can we have one day, Jazz, where you just eat what you want?
I guess.
I guess.
How many plates or bowls of chitlins can Jackie Reed have?
Oh my
I know.
God.
We're going to find out.
Well, I'll tell you something else, too. Another thing to really help you is when you do go to these functions, don't get a big plate, get a small plate. Because if you get the big plate, you're going to pile up everything in that big plate.
You're going to pile on a small one, too.
Stack it now. People know how to stack very well. Stack it high.
Yeah, right.
Small plate, big
I know
plate.
You can stack. I know I know where you're from.
I'm from the South. I know how to stack a plate.
I can hold two plates. Like a waiter bringing out three plates to a table.
What about a food diary, Jazz? You say it's also important, especially during the holiday season, to keep track of what you're eating. How
yes,
does that work?
I mean, if it is that important to you, if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to gain all this extra weight during the holidays, what a food diary will do, it'll just keep you accountable so you see what you've taken in. So, for example, if I went out, you know, today and I had breakfast, lunch, dinner, then I went out, and you look at how many, basically how many calories you've taken in. You know, were you good? Did you cheat? It kind of gives you a setup for your next day. Okay, today I'm going to try to do a little better because in 2 days I have another event. Or, you know what I mean? If it's really important to you, if you don't want to be neurotic about it, but I do think it's important sometimes to see exactly what you're taking in and how many calories that is.
Your naughty or nice list.
Yeah,
exactly. And I don't want anybody to be a slave to it, but at least it'll help keep you a little accountable.
All right. Great tips, Jazz. Now, Tom,
I'm drinking
Jazz has her own
right now.
Jazz, where can we find out more? Where can we follow you?
You can follow us. You can go to pacefitsuccess.fitness. We have a fitness studio. And also you can follow me on Instagram, Coach Jazz. Or pace the number 4 success.